One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Built in 1915, the Paramount Theater in Austin, TX has stood the test of time as a cultural and architectural landmark. Originally known as the Majestic, the theater was designed by renowned architect John Eberson. With its blend of Mediterranean and Baroque revival styles, the Paramount has served as a stage for vaudeville acts, silent films, and later, Broadway productions and modern film festivals like South by Southwest. Its grand chandeliers, elaborate moldings, and ornate ceiling create a timeless elegance, perfect for both performances and, as some claim, paranormal activity. Over the years, reports of ghostly encounters have become as much a part of the theater's legacy as its performances. Guests and staff tell stories of a mysterious man in a top hat, often seen in the balcony watching quietly from the shadows. Others report cold spots that drift through the upper levels and unexplained noises that echo through empty hallways. Some employees even claim to have felt a presence nearby or witnessed objects moving on their own. Could it be that the energy from a century of performances has imprinted itself on the theater's walls? Or is there something or someone more actively haunting the space? Whether you believe in spirits or just enjoy a good ghost story, the Paramount Theater's history offers more than meets the eye. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Paramount Theater in Austin, TX, has stood as a beacon of culture, entertainment, and elegance since its opening in 1915. Initially named The Majestic, the theater was designed by John Eberson, known for crafting atmospheric theaters that immerse audiences in grandeur and fantasy. Renamed The Paramount in the 1930s, it evolved with the times. From silent films and vaudeville acts to Broadway performances, live concerts, and prestigious film events such as the South by Southwest SXSW Film Festival. From the beginning, the Paramount embodied luxury and style with its Mediterranean and Baroque revival influences reflected in the intricate moldings, crystal chandeliers, and a ceiling mural that mimics the sky. Over the years, the theater has become a central part of Austin's vibrant arts scene, attracting famous performers and audiences from around the world. Vaudeville acts, magicians, silent films, and talkies filled its stage, captivating audiences with the best entertainment the era had to offer. Despite its storied history, or perhaps because of it, the Paramount Theater has also developed a reputation for something far less tangible: ghostly encounters. As with many historic theaters, unexplained events began to surface in the late 20th century, coinciding with renovations aimed at preserving the building's original charm. Employees reported odd occurrences, unusual sounds in empty corridors, lights flickering with no technical cause, and cold spots drifting through the upper levels. What made these stories even more intriguing was the emergence of a recurring figure, a man in a top hat, often seen sitting quietly in the balcony. The man in the top hat has become the theater's most famous spectral figure. Described as a shadowy presence, he is often spotted during performances seated as if waiting for the curtain to rise. His figure is unsettling not because he behaves maliciously, but because of his silence, always present but never interacting directly. Some speculate that he might have been a former patron, enamored with the theater and unwilling to leave even in death. But the man in the top hat isn't the only unexplained phenomenon tied to the Paramount. Visitors and staff frequently report cold drafts in certain areas of the theater, most commonly in the balcony, where the shadowy figure is seen. These sudden temperature drops occur even when the air conditioning is off, leaving those who experience them with an eerie, uncomfortable feeling. Adding to the mystery, objects have been known to move on their own. Maintenance staff have shared stories of tools disappearing from one location and reappearing in another, sometimes in places they would never have put them. There are also reports of distant footsteps echoing through the hallways late at night, despite the theater being empty. These experiences have led many to believe that the theater is home to more than just memories. Psychologists suggest that these experiences could be the result of environmental and psychological factors. The theater's architecture, with its high ceilings, shadowy corners, and acoustics designed to amplify sound, might create an atmosphere where ordinary events are interpreted as supernatural. People visiting a theater known for its haunted reputation may also experience confirmation bias. Expecting to encounter something eerie, they become more attuned to subtle noises and movements, reinforcing their belief in the paranormal. Still, even the most skeptical guests admit that the Paramount Theater has an unusual energy. As renovations and restorations continued over the years, new reports of paranormal activity emerged, almost as if the building resisted change. Some paranormal enthusiasts believe that renovations stir up dormant energy, triggering ghostly encounters. Whether the theater is home to residual hauntings, replays of emotional moments, or intelligent spirits capable of interacting with the living remains an open question. The beauty of the Paramount Theater lies not just in its performances, but in the stories that linger within its walls. From vaudeville entertainers to modern-day ghost hunters, everyone who enters the theater leaves with a memory. For some, that memory is a beautiful night of entertainment. For others, it's the unsettling feeling that someone or something was watching from the shadows. As more stories circulated, the eerie reputation of the Paramount Theater in Austin only grew. The shadowy figure in the top hat remains the most well-known specter, but other unexplained phenomena have left visitors wondering what else might be lingering behind the scenes. Reports of cold spots continue to plague the theater, and guests often describe the unsettling sensation of being watched. These experiences are not limited to the audience areas. Employees working late at night have reported similar disturbances, particularly backstage and in the projection rooms. One common theme in these encounters is the sudden and inexplicable movement of objects. Maintenance staff have witnessed tools disappear from their stations, only to reappear in entirely different parts of the building. Other objects, such as chairs or set pieces, have been found slightly out of place with no logical explanation. It's as if unseen hands are quietly rearranging the space, either out of playfulness or a need to assert their presence. Many visitors describe fleeting glimpses of figures in the periphery, shadows darting just beyond sight. These shadows appear most frequently in the balcony and hallways, areas already known for their cold spots. Some describe hearing soft footsteps echoing through empty corridors, as though someone unseen is pacing in the quiet moments before a show begins. The combination of these sensory experiences, the cold air, moving objects, and fleeting shadows, creates an atmosphere that feels alive with possibility, even when the theater is empty. Paranormal investigators believe that the activity at the Paramount may be a blend of residual and intelligent hauntings. Residual hauntings suggest that emotionally charged events, such as performances or significant moments from the theater's history, leave a kind of energetic imprint that replays over time. In this theory, the man in the top hat might be nothing more than a fragment of the past, endlessly looping in the same spot. However, other accounts, such as the movement of tools and objects, suggest the presence of an intelligent entity capable of interacting with the living. Renovations are often said to trigger paranormal activity, and the Paramount Theater is no exception. Multiple restoration projects over the years, most notably in the 1970s and 2000s, seem to coincide with spikes in ghostly encounters. Paranormal experts suggest that these disruptions might stir up dormant energies, leading to increased sightings and unexplained events. Some employees even speculate that the man in the top hat may have been a former patron or performer disturbed by the constant changes to his beloved theater. Skeptics argue that many of these phenomena can be attributed to environmental and psychological factors. The theater's acoustics, designed to enhance sound during performances, could amplify distant noises and make them seem closer than they are. Shadows cast by the intricate architecture and lighting could easily be mistaken for figures lurking in the dark. Additionally, guests who visit the theater expecting to encounter something paranormal may be more likely to interpret ordinary occurrences as supernatural events, a phenomenon known as confirmation bias. Despite these rational explanations, the stories continue to captivate audiences and draw paranormal enthusiasts to the Paramount. Guests on ghost tours often describe an overwhelming sense of presence, as though something or someone is watching from the shadows. Even those who enter the theater as skeptics admit that the atmosphere feels different, charged with a kind of energy that defies explanation. Each new story adds another layer to the theater's haunted reputation. Some patrons have reported hearing whispers just as a show is about to begin, while others swear they felt a tap on the shoulder, only to turn and find no one there. These accounts have become part of the theater's charm, making it as much a destination for ghost hunters as it is for theatergoers. Whether these encounters are the result of active spirits, residual energy, or heightened imagination, they ensure that the Paramount's story remains a compelling mystery. The beauty of the Paramount Theater lies in its ability to blur the line between reality and imagination. Whether the ghostly encounters are genuine or not, they add a sense of wonder and intrigue to the building's already rich history. For over a century, the Paramount has entertained audiences with performances that spark the imagination. Perhaps it's fitting that, even today, the theater continues to inspire stories, some rooted in fact, others in the unknown. The Paramount Theater remains a beloved part of Austin's cultural landscape, not only for the performances it offers, but for the mysteries that seem to linger within its walls. Whether these mysteries will ever be solved is unclear, but one thing is certain. Those who visit the Paramount leave with a story of their own, a personal encounter with the past, or perhaps with something beyond it. The Paramount Theater in Austin, TX, is a space where stories, history, and perhaps even spirits collide. Whether it's the shadowy man in the top hat silently watching from the balcony or the cold spots and moving objects, the theater has woven a reputation that goes far beyond its world-class performances. Over the course of a century, the Paramount has become more than a venue for shows. It has become a place where the past feels unusually present. For believers, these encounters hint at something extraordinary. The idea that energy from performances, emotions, or even personal attachments can linger long after the curtain closes. The reports of whispering voices, sudden taps, and objects shifting around suggest more than residual hauntings. Perhaps there is an intelligent presence here interacting with the living in subtle ways. And of course, Mary's favorite seat isn't the only one occupied by the unexplained. Cold drafts drift through the theater as if the air itself carries a story waiting to be told. But skeptics offer a different take. They point to the theater's design with its acoustics and intricate lighting as prime sources of sensory misinterpretation. Add the expectation of paranormal activity, what some call confirmation bias, and it's easy to see how shadows become figures and distant noises become whispers. After all, when we expect to encounter something strange, we tend to find exactly what we're looking for. Yet whether you believe in ghosts or not, one thing is clear. The Paramount Theater captivates all who enter. It's a place where imagination takes center stage. Whether through breathtaking performances or ghost stories whispered in the aisles. The beauty of the Paramount lies not just in the magic of the performances, but in the sense of mystery it evokes long after the audience leaves. Thank you for joining me for this deep dive into the haunted history of the Paramount Theater. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to hit subscribe and leave a review. It helps us continue exploring these fascinating stories, and who knows? Maybe one day we'll uncover the truth behind the mysteries that make places like the Paramount so unforgettable. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi, reminding you that some of the best stories are the ones we can't quite explain. Keep questioning what you see, hear, and feel, because sometimes the past isn't as far away as we think.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.